service was done, before these mitzvahs were done, the Kohanim didn't have a kedusha yet. So the Chumash says, "Atorah hakredi elach sahara." So what exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu have to do? So it says in the Chumash that he had to be total leaven in mikveh. Zeh ha'davar she'taser lahem l'kadesh osom l'chahim. They had to bring korbanos. They had to be matzal them in the mikveh, and had to be mazik and dama korbanos on their bodies and so on. If you look over here, it seems to be pretty parallel to this Seder of being the Kabbalah Ger. In the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the Gemara learns that all the dinim of Kabbalah's Ger Mizman Hazeh, from the way the Kabbalah's Ger took place at Maimon HaSinai. The Gemara says, increases the baptism and Aleph, that Maimon HaSinai was an act of Geirus. And we have a pasuk that the Gemara increases darshans from, that just like Kishem Shenichnas Adesechim the Bridge, just like your forefathers became Israel and Harsinai, Alidei Maisi Geiris, so to Ladoros, if a Nochri comes with his Gayer, he has to go through the same ceremony. What exactly did they do? That testament at the beginning of the second period of the priest. So the Gemara says, what exactly did they do at Maimon HaSinai that the Geir has to do Ladoros? So the Gemara says that at Maimon HaSinai they all had Mila. The Mila had been done earlier in Mitzrayim before the Hakrovas Korban Pesach. And the Gemara says that that Mila is not only for the sake of enabling them to eat Korban Pesach, because an Orel Cholav Lo Yechov Bai, but it was also for the sake of leading up to, let's say, the Hazoras Adama and the Shteim Zuzot Ala Mashkut. That had nothing to do, that was only for Korban Pesach. That had nothing to do with Maimon HaSinai later. But the Gemara has a tradition that the Mila was not only to enable them to eat the Korban Pesach, that was to enable them to become Gerim at Maimon HaSinai. So the Gemara says that Mila was there, and then they were table in a mikveh. Where did that say in the Chumash? That's the sugya of Pilos Bar Karim. And Brach is the end of the first parak. Gemara learns out the whole thing. From Maimon HaSinai, the men and the women, everybody was table in a mikveh. The problem is the children were not table in a mikveh. Only the people who are royal attachments were table in a mikveh. But the children, let's say the boys before the age of 9, so it's not shocked that he should become a Balkari. But he can be also be a before 9. So he can't be a Balkari. He won't be a Zav, but he can't be a Balkari before 9. So there was no tefillah. Al Pipashtas Nechumish, there was no tefillah for the boys before the age of 9. And for the girls who couldn't apostle, they've been polite to Shifazera. The Gemara says that the tefillah before Maimon HaSinai was a tefillah of Hashem Geirus. So that's a problem. That's a bit of a problem. Yeah. So it says in Sanhedrin, that's not a chesed base. That Gerkot Matim and Oswald Bezna has also learned that from Maimon HaSinai, because at the time of Maimon HaSinai, the Hoyu Gohem Kamu and Kamu Tanu, who were also table in a mikveh, we were not for them, Maldas Bezna. That's what it says. No, like the regular minim, Gerkot Matim and Oswald Bezna. So that's a problem from the Chumash, the way the Gemara and Brachis interprets the Chumash. It seems that the tefillah was only for the purpose of removing the problem of Balkari with Paletas and Mishameshes. And the Gemara in Yevamah says that it was for the purpose of Geiris, that it should apply even to Ketanim, even Gerkot Mabdin Mosal Dazda. That's how Tosafot says in Sanhedrin Lav Samachet, in the big places. That for him, Kamav Kamav Ketanim at the time of Maimon HaSinai, they were all table in the Mikval Dazda. That's a problem. That's what the Gemara says, that the Nila Mitzrayim was not only for the purpose of Achilles Korban Pesach, it was also for the purpose of leading up to Maimon HaSinai. The Nila Lishem Geirus also. And the Tvila was also for the purpose of Geirus. Not only for the purpose of removing the union of Balkari and Palvetas, but also for the purpose of Geirus. And then there was Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah, they said, Nasa Ben Ishma. And then there were Korbanos. So Ladoris as well, when a Nachri wants to become a Yisrael, at the time of Maimon HaSinai, they had a Mikzas Kedushas Yisrael, because Sof Kol Sof, they had some of the mitzvahs over and above the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Inayah. The Nachum only have Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Inayah. And Avraham Avinu was in Stava and Milo. The Yitzchak was in Stava and Maestros. And Yaakov Avinu got Gila Noshe, the Rambam quotes from the Medrash. So there were certain mitzvahs, the Rambam quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu was given, certain mitzvahs in Mitzrayim, and before Moshe Rabbeinu, there were also a few mitzvahs. So there was a mitzvah Kedushas Yisrael before. But the Gemara learns that, but just like at the time of Maimon HaSinai, you have to have Kabbalah, so mitzvahs, a meal and tefillah and korban. These four things are unnecessary to take of one who has a mitzvah Kedushas Yisrael to be mashlem and to make him into a full Yisrael. So the same is true regarding a Nachri, Habola, his Gayer, might be endowed with a full Kedushas Yisrael. So you also need meal, tefillah, korban, and Kabbalah is all mitzvah.
That makes mitzvah. Is there a halacha of mitzvah Yisrael for a non-Jew to become Jewish?
No, then it becomes a Yisrael
Gomorrah.
It becomes a full Yisrael.
The two Gomorrahs, the Brachot Yivam, say so. Since that's how can we both keep doing those inclusive? What about Kerry and also for...
It's a problem. If it's the same Gerrit, so how do you say that it's because of Bal Kerry? If the men and the women, everybody had to have tefillah because of Geirus, even the little babies needed because of Geirus, so how can you derive anything about Polat Shechazera, that it's 3 days, 2 days, and three oynes? The whole sugya in Shabbos, Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva, is assuming like the sugya in Brachas in the third paragraph. The tefillah by Maimon HaSinai was a tefillah for Bal Keri. For Poletus, and the Gemara said, how many days do you have a problem with Poletus?
It's a problem to say that maybe the one time. No, it was a special instance, then it was the two things. But in general, it's only a problem.
Okay, so you have to give some terrors, that's a problem. Okay. Obviously, there's some kind of terrors. I don't know exactly what it is. So here, by the Kiddush HaKohanim, there's something similar. You're not taking a Nochri, making him into Yisrael. You're not taking a Yisrael, the Mikzas, making him into a Yisrael Gomer. You're taking a Yisrael and making him into a Kohen. So you have to have the same thing. You have to have Tefillah and a Mikzah, and you have to bring Korbanos. And it has to be the Kabbalah themselves that they're going to fulfill all the duties and responsibilities and obligations that are mutal on Kohanim. The Mila didn't have to be repeated because the Mila was done already. Originally they did the Mila. The Mila doesn't have to be repeated. That's what the Ramban writes in Yevamos. Ramban in Yevamos writes that all those who are Nemo in Mitzrayim, before Moshe Rabbeinu told them that they have to be mal themselves with Shem Gerus and the Shem. And the Shem Achilat Kol Pesach, so they didn't have to practice Mila all over again. The Shevet Levi, who had Mila, didn't have to do Mila all over again. Only the rest of the Israel had to repeat the Mila. Why? Because they did the Mila originally. So there's no need to do a Hakafas Damris. If you have a Nochri who did a circumcision for medical purposes, he didn't do the Shem Mila, he didn't do the Shem Mitzvah. But then when he's born, his guy is, so there's a Machlekes Tanoim in the Gemara, and we pass him that an Acham Habol with his guy, Pishur Nimo, for a Hakafas Damris. So Machlekes, and we say, you need a Machlekes and Rishen, which time at the Paschal line? And we say, you do Hakafas Damris, believe Brochen. So if it's a spake in the din, you do believe Brochen. But if the Ramban writes in the Chidushim on Yivam, around Afram Zion, that if the Bnei Yisrael, those Bnei Yisrael who did observe Mitzvah Mila in Mitzrayim, so when it came before Achilas Korban Pesach, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them, that's how they more understand, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, now you have to do a Mila, number one, for the sake of being able to eat Korban Pesach, and number two, for the sake of becoming Geir. Because if they didn't call Benechel or Yerichobo, and Nachri is also not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So they had to be mal themselves with Shem Kedushas Yisrael. At that time, that's all they had to do. They only had to be mal themselves with Shem Kedushas Yisrael. So the Mila that they did in Mitzrayim was with Shem Gevur. So those who were mal before didn't have to be mal again. They didn't have to do what I was done recently.
But did the Shem Mila?
The Ramban at Post can rely on this manazer. Let's say you have a Jewish man who's married to a non-Jewish woman. Ma'isim Mecholyot. And they have a baby boy, and they invite the moil to do a bris mila on the baby. So the moil doesn't know that the baby's an Ochri, the mother's not Jewish, so the baby's not Jewish. So the moil doesn't know the child is not Jewish. The moil thinks that a Jewish father, so he doesn't realize that the mother's not Jewish. He has to find out, he should really find out whether the mother's Jewish or not. If the mother's not Jewish, then it's a mila the Shem Geirus, then you're not permitted, it's not Derech HaShabbos. Mila the Shem Geirus is not Derech HaShabbos, not Derech HaYontif. Only if the mother's Jewish, then it's a mila the Zmano. That is Derech HaShabbos. Maybe the Shem Geirus is saying a different bracha. You don't say Asher Kedushan and it says in Tzivan Wahamei. You say Lomo Lasa Ger. And then if it's a little baby, how are you allowed to be mal a little baby based on Ger Kach Mad Gimel Masala Das Bezni, which is based on Zohar Yodim Shleb Befana. So the Pashmi say, that's how the Gemara says in Tzivan Zafirach. So the Pashmi say it's only considered as chus for the baby if he's going to be adopted by observant parents, who's going to be brought up by religious people. If the parents are not religious, which they clearly are not. The mother's not Jewish, but no. Maybe she's religious, from a different religion. It's a different religion. Mother's a devout Catholic, and the father's Jewish. So it's not going to be a schus for the poor child. So he's going to have a lot of problems with the poor kid. So what's that schus to us? And most of the Rav HaPashtim hold in such a case that it's not a schus for the child. They really shouldn't be malim at all in such a case. Even with Shem Geirus, it shouldn't be malim if it's from a mixed marriage. What kind of a schus is it going to be? And the rest of, let's say, did he have it? The moral didn't know what was going on. So he was mal a baby in the Shem Mitzvah, not realizing that this child is not Jewish. And then later on, let's say this child decides that he wants to convert. Later on, the father thought that the kid was Jewish. They sent him to a day school, and then they got him an NCSY. And he sends him to yeshiva, whatever, he becomes religious. And then he realizes that he's not Jewish. He wants to be tabel in the mikvah l'shem gir. So the shaila is, does he have to repeat milah? Can he repeat milah? Does he have to have hatafas tambris l'shem gir? So that's a big machlokes haposkim. So most of the poskim are makel on this case, that you don't have to have hatafas tambris, based on what Rabban in the chidushim in Yivos. So the Rabban says that the milah does not have to be done l'shem gir, as long as it's done l'shem mitzvah. It's a shish. How come I say most of the poskim, some poskim, there is a significant minority opinion who dissents, who disagrees. So they explain why the Ramban has no tushta, because those people who observed, who practiced Mila in Mitzrayim were mechuyim in Mila. They were doing Mila b'shem mitzvah because they were mechuyim in mitzvah's Mila. They were descendants of Avraham Avinu. And the mitzvah was given to Avraham and to his children and his grandchildren, the Doros, so that they should fulfill the mitzvah of Mila. So the Mila called part of it done b'shem mitzvah. Although it wasn't done l'shem gerus, so the Ramban says that that's sufficient. But here, the child is not Jewish at all. So what do you mean the milah was done l'shem mitzvah? It's a fraud. There is no mitzvah. There was no mitzvah. The child is not Jewish. There's no mitzvah milah. So it didn't accomplish anything. The kid is the oral, but the same oral that he was before the milah. He is after the milah. So maybe here, when it's a milah which was done l'shem mitzvah, which was there was no chiyuv mitzvah. And nothing was accomplished. In Mitzrayim, when they did the milah, something was accomplished. They fulfilled the mitzvah's milah. They were not arema. They did the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avraham Avinu, their forefather. But here, when a non-Jewish woman gives birth to a child, and the moral comes and he thinks that it's a Jewish child, and does milah l'shem mitzvah, absolutely nothing is accomplished. And maybe then it's not good enough. Maybe then you have to repeat. And as a hatov is done with l'shem gerus. So that's why there's a significant minority opinion dissenting over here. But the majority of the poskim say that to the evidence. Moshe Feinstein says,
what you came out with the tshuva, the Ethiopian Jews say that they need hatafas damris and
tefillah. They need hatafas damris for the following reason, because the moel has to be Jewish. Their moel was an Ethiopian Jew. So we treat the Ethiopian Jews as Suffolk Jews, Suffolk not. Because we believe what they tell us.
It's the same mitzvah.
It was the same issue, but the meal was done by another Ethiopian Jew. So we're afraid that the moil was enough. If the moil would have been on yourself, he would have had a Jewish moil for sure. He would have had an Ashkenazi or a Sfaradi come, Mishkin Ethiopian, come and do the bris meal with the same mitzvah, and then Ramosha would have said there's no need to have tofas on bris. But they had an Ethiopian moil. So that's the suffix, the same suffix on all of the on the nimol is on the moil, whether he was a Yisrael or not. So you have to repeat the tofas on bris.
If you would say that it is, you could apply
Zachman from the mixed marriage.
Yeah.
Some there's a minority opinion that it is Zachman, but here the overwhelming majority of the Poskim hold that it's not. Vitzkohana, after whom our yeshiva was named, Poskim that it's not a schus. If it's a non-observant parent, it's not a schus for the child to be adopted and to become Jewish.
If it is a schus to be Jewish, you can have to be from. So, do we apply Zachman Adam Shalom Fana? I mean, does anyone have to make the conscious decision, or it's just based on what's not that is? In other words, just say you say it's a schus.
Yeah.
And you find a baby. So, I mean, so who decided that we're going to be Zohar for this Kazan?
Do you need the Bezdin to do this often, or can a private person do this?
Yeah, the Moa, I'm deciding that this, I'm doing this thing.
Yeah, that's a shame. You have to have a Bezdin anywhere. The Chathila, you have to have a Bezdin, it says in Shulchan Aruch here or there, the Chathila, you have to have a Bezdin to be present, Bishas, the Mila also. Because of those opinions of Rishonim, that the Yevid we pass, that the Bezdin is not Miyakir if they were not present, Bishas, the Mila. Or Bishas Tatavas Damrit. But for the Tzvilo, that's already a more serious Machlokes HaRishonim. And now we treat it as a Sveikah Dina. There's two opinions in Versus and Romans. Ramosha writes that we treat that as a Sveikah Dina. What if the Ger was Tevel in the Mikveh, not in the presence of the Bezdin, but he was Mekabel Ol Mitzvahs in the presence of the Bezdin? Because there are many times when a woman is Misgayeris and the Bezdin doesn't know what they're doing, so they don't know how he's supposed to be Mekabel. What if the Bezdin's going to stand there while the woman is undressed in the Mikveh? So you have to know what you do. So if the Bezdin is not qualified, like many Batizinim unfortunately are not qualified how to do Gavis as well as many other things in America, unfortunately. So they won't stand in the Kamsniya, so they won't stand in the mikveh room when the woman is being taken in the mikveh. So the problem is that the woman is only the kapal ol mitzvahs in the presence of the Bezdin, but she's not tevel in the presence of the Bezdin. So those are two opinions in Tosfos, whether the Gavis is good. So Moshe says that we treat it as a sfeika d'dibur.
So what is one? Do I mean?
She should be totally on a krigah.
Of me and the best of me, didn't think.
When you'll have the shayla, you'll come to me. You want to have me fix the taka?
No.
What? Kidding! Come up on me. Kidding. List term. Just take the teaching list. Okay. So this is the parallel that seems pretty bolate over here between the Kiddush HaKohanim and the Kiddush of the Gerim. That when you take a Nochri and you want to make him into Yisrael, or you take a Yisrael the Mikzas and you want to be Mashlim his Kiddushes Yisrael, or take a Yisrael Gom and you want to give him a Kiddushes Kuna, you have to go through an act of a Maisa Kiddush, which should consist of Mila, but they had Mila already. They don't have to repeat it. Like the Levim had Mila Mitzrayim, so the Tzrayim had Mila already here. And you have to have Korban, and you have to have Tzivah in the Mikzah. And you have to have Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. Why do you have to have Kabbalah? You have to be Mitzvah. The Ger brings any old Korban oil that he chooses to bring. And if he wants to save money, if he's a cheapo and wants to save money, he can bring that oil Sol. He doesn't have to, bring an oil Sol. But if he brings an oil Sol, although usually one can bring Freda Achaz, Rashi and Pari Zayikah learned that from the Pasuk, he quotes this in Torah. That you can be made in Freda Achaz, one oil, one Torah, one Ben Yonah for Korban oil. The Gemara says in Greases on that testament out, that's only for an oilless mandavit. But if it's an oilless chayvo, like by a geir, then he has to bring a zub, he has to bring three. Has to bring a kam, because the Gemara says, lo matzino, oilless chayvo, b'chayvo b'yichidi, you have to bring the afkitu. Why? So the Briskerov has in the sefer, and the Yoyer Kino, a Mishnah's kinim, explains also the same, he has the same rice in the Mishnah's kinim that the Briskerov has in the sefer on the Rambam, that the carbon is not the shleimusoi. If it's only one oil. The Torah is Mechadeh, Avi, Afi, the Perid Achas, be allowed to bring a carbon Shalai B'Shalai Musa if it's Bod in Adova. But if it's Bod B'Chayva, then it has to be a carbon B'Shalai Musa. And in connection with that, the Briskerov quotes from the Kiryas Sefer, probably quotes any Akron, but here's quotes from the Kiryas Sefer, an interesting comment, that on Shalash Regalim, we are obligated to bring oilless Riyah. So does the oilless Riyah have to be Dafka oilless Behemo, or could you bring an oilless Oy? So our Giris in the Gemara is that it has to be Dafka oilless Behemo. But oil of soif is not sufficient. And the Rambam and the Miri have a gears in the Gemara, and those who show them the follow, the Miri usually follows them up. So they have a gears that oil of soif is acceptable. Try to what the gears is in the Gemara. So if you can bring oil of soif, the Shalosh Regalim, for the purpose of oil of Sriya, does it have to be two oilers, or would you say that one is enough? So the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit writes from Kiryas Sefer on his own. Based on the Gemara increase, it has to be two. Because oilas Riyas and oilas Chayva, it's not an oilas Mujabra. Just like the Gemara says by the Gir, the Matzino oilas Chayva bo Yechidi. So here too, this is an oilas Chayva, so you have to bring two. Whether the carbon is ma'akev, is the Gemara says increases on the same graph that his man shein based on Mikdash Kayon. How are we makabel geir in this matter? So the Gemara says, we have a pasuk, yogrit from geir v'darasechem. And the Torah knows that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed in the future, and still it says v'darasechem, so we see that bizman she'en Beis HaMikdash kayim, you can accept geir, even though there's no possibility to bring a korban. So the shal is, what if that bizman she'en Beis HaMikdash ha'yokayim? And the geir would be taken in the mikveh, and he'd have his meal on kabbalah on mitzvahs, and he wouldn't bring the korban yet. What is his status? So the Rambam writes that he's a Yisrael Gomur. The only thing is that he's forbidden to eat korban. Based on the Tasef, the quota there increases. That's a simple shot. The Abnezer wants to say that the Rav Rishonim will disagree, because the Rav Rishonim will use such a lotion. So he's mechadish at the Rashbo and the Rav. His man, Shebeis HaMikdash, Hoyokayon, Agir HaBol, his guy is the carbon ma'akev or not. Because his man is there, the carbon is not ma'akev. The Gemara says, based on the person, Chiyog Mitchem Gere, the Dere Station, Yosef Pesach Hashem. Even though that pasuk goes on as much of Beis HaMikdash Kayim, we also pass that one. It goes on there is a Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara says based on the beginning of the pasuk, Chiyag Ritchem Ger, Zer Esechem, that you can even Kamal Ger and even as much of Beis HaMikdash Kayim. It's a difficult Rosh, it sends good. So it goes on Korban Pesach, so it goes Bizman HaMikdash. So the Gemara learns after that pasuk, that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, the Korban is not Miyakim. So what about Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim? Do I say, but then the Korban is Miyakim? Oh no, just like Bizman HaZet's not Miyakim, so Bizman HaMikdash, it's also not Miyakim. That's the shot. So Taisus says, we discussed, the Taisus in Yevamah says that his man, that the word smuchim the Rabbanim had smicha, there was smuchim around, so you needed smuchim for the bezin for kabbalas geres. And bizman hazeh, the lekas smuchim. So bizman hazeh, we say that there is the Rashba quotes of Taisus and Yom. So bizman hazeh, we can be mekabel geres without smuchim based on the pasuk with derasei. But bizman that there were smuchim, it was necessary to have smuchim. So if not Rashba, the mother Rashba, the Abinazer, wants to be mechadish in the other day, and Hilchos Gerim, that he disagrees with this Rambam. Although the Rambam is based on a Tosefta, that a Ger, in his garb, is man amigdash, but not Hikrav Korbana, he's a Yisrael Gomez, just that he's like a Mechusik Kippurim, that he's not permitted to eat Korbanas, he's Dina Kinokri, the Gabi Yachidas Korbanas. But the Rashba, he wants that, even though it's not black and white in the Rashba, he thinks that the Rashba and the Ritva, a small group of Rishonim, like a large group of Rishonim, disagree with the Rambam. And hold the Hakrovis HaKorban is Miyakevis. What about over here by the Kiddush HaKoyanim? Was the Hakrovis HaKorban Miyakevis with the Kiddush HaKoyanim over here? I think the Pasuk says that yes. That if they wouldn't, this is not Stam HaMitzvah, like the Rambam holds. They stand up and say, a mitzvah to bring the Ger has a mitzvah to bring the Korban, but even if he doesn't bring the Korban, he still is a Ger. Over here the Pashta says that they wouldn't be Koyanim if they wouldn't bring the Korban. Here it's Likub. How do I know? Because the Din is that you give, when you bring a korban shlamim, so the bizar hashlamim is nechal to the kohanim, men and women, and the chaz of ashok is given over to the kohen. Which kohen is it given to? To the kohen who did the avodah. What if there were kohanim who were apostles? What if there were kohanim who didn't do the avodah but standing around the Beis Hamikdash? So the Gemara says, nothing, but you mechalik it to all the kohanim. Not all. Anybody's right to do
it. Ashok, give it to anybody you want.
Chazav Ashok, you give to all of the Kohanim who are right Lavayda Bishas HaKrovas HaKorban. So let's say some Kohen, a Kohen was Tomei, Bishas HaKrovas HaKorban. And then he's Tovel later and he's going to have higher Shemesh with Tseis HaKorban. So the Gemara says he's allowed to eat from the Korbanos that were Korban that day, but he doesn't get a Chelik in the Chalukah. When you make the Chalukah, he's not Zech in a Chelik because he wasn't Roy LaChila, he wasn't Roy LaHakorban. It says in the Pasuk only says, La Koin Hamakrivosa Lotia. What do you mean, La Koin Hamakrivosa? Only give it to the Koin who did the Hakrovah. So the Gemara says, the Koin who was Roy Lakrovah. Whoever was Roy Lakrovah, Bishas Hakrovah is Chaylik in Mechav HaKan. Whoever was not Roy Lakrovah, even though he'll be payable in the Mikvah and have Hayav Shemesh, and he's Roy Lachila Balaylan, if another Koin will give him his share, he's a Lati, but he's not Zerich in the Chaylik. So here the Pasuk says, the who ate the Zroa, who ate the Chaz of the Shok of the Korban Shlomim, the Shal Miluim that they brought. So it says, Lemosha Hayo Lamana. They gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. What did he give it to Moshe Rabbeinu for? They could have given it to the other Kohanim. So the answer is, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the only Kohen alive at that time, who was right Hakrovah. Moshe Rabbeinu did Hakrovah. You have to have a Kohen to do Hakrovah. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu was doing Hakrovah. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. That's what the Gemara says as well. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need this whole ceremony to become a Kohen. He had to go to Mikveh and bring Korbanos. He had a different pipeline. He became a Kohen through a different method. How? Is the question. What kind of a status is it? So Soloveitchik thought that that Kuhuna is a Minui. So Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed as the one who's going to be giving the Torah at Har Sinai. He's going to be appointed as the one who is the head of everybody. He was given the biggest Minui, so Yesh Bachlam Saimana. So he got a Minui of Kuhuna Gedolah. The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of Kohen Gadol. How do you see he had a din of Kohen Gadol? You just see he had a din of Kohen, because he's Makor Korbanos. It wasn't Yom Kippur. How do you see he had a din of Kohen Gadol? So Rashi thought that that's what the Gemara is driving at. The Kohen Gadol is a minui, is a srora, and Moshe Rabbeinu was given the highest possible srora. So everything was included. Yes, Bachal Masayim wanted. But he had a different, it wasn't the same din of Kohen that they had. Because the Gemara says in that sugi, it's all around Zohar, about Kuh, about Kufalas. So the Gemara says there, when Miriam became a Mitzvah, so Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't paskin. He couldn't declare Hakama Yatoha. And Aaron, the Gemara says, well, Aaron, her brother, who was a Kohen, but Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, wasn't a Kohen. So he couldn't paskin anything. And Aaron is a dispute whether he could paskin Kama Yatoha because he was a Kohen. It's Machlag Zameen, and Hakamim, and the Mishnah, and
what could paskin?
Whether Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, was not a Kohen. So he couldn't paskin.
He wasn't a Kohen?
Was not. I'll get to it in a minute. The Gemara is your Kash. It's a good Kash. And Aaron, the Gemara says, was a Kohen, but whether he could declare Tomei or Tohar, and this depends on the Machlekes, on the Aaron, the Chachamim, or the Makshir, and Rivim, and the Negron. Now, he and Yeh are called Riv, the Chol Naga. So, Rabbi Hoz, Makish, Rivim, and the Negron, just like a Riv, a Dintari, a Kroiv, my apostle, a Korv cannot be a dying for a Dintari. So too, a Korv cannot be the Poisei for Negron. And the Chachamim disagree. The Kol HaNegonim Olam HaChutz B'Nigei Atzlam, Nigei Isho, but Nigei Kroyd Mitzvah. That's Machlokes HaTanan. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's a brayso. What do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be Kohen Gadol? He's not a Kohen. He just said not only was he a Kohen, he was a Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu was a different kind of a Kohen. He wasn't a Kohen from Bnei Aharon. And the Pasuk says in Parashas Pasriya Metzora, when it talks about a Metzora coming to the Kohen, he says, Ovoel, Avar Lakohen, Olachad Bibonov HaKohanim. So Rav Ovel points out on that Pasuk that there seems to be a different din of Kohuna. It's not the general din of a Kohen. And the Mashmoras HaPasuk is not like it's a separate halacha. And this Gemara really supports what Rav Ovel is saying. The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of Kohen, even had a din of Kohuna G'daylo, but he didn't, that was only Legabi Avaydus HaKohanim, but he didn't have a din of Kohen, Legabi Rias Nigran. Rias Nigran is a separate din Kohen. The Gemara and Yuma, what's the matter with the Kohen going to do the Avodah? How can I keep
it
short?
The Kohen
can
be Kohen.
The Kohen is a Minos, it's not the Kohen.
Maybe the
Kohen
will appoint
them. That's not Kohen,
that may be. I don't know.
The Kohen says, Gamehem Yekach Lathani. Ulan Aziri. The Kohen is a Navi Yekhita. What does it mean? How can he choose new Kohen? Maybe? Okay.
So the
Mishkulam
explain why there's any difference? Why
not? Doesn't explain. It says the Mashmoras HaPasuk is like that. That it's a separate halacha, and it's on the Mefurash Gemara. It doesn't quote it on the Mefurash Gemara. He just writes on his own from the Pasuk, and then he writes his own Afkemina Ladina. He writes that although the Gabi Avodas HaKorbanos, we have a halacha, but a Cholal Shavat B'Diyavid Avigosik Sheira. But what about a Cholal who is right in the going? When I say that B'Diyavid, that's good. So he says maybe not, because it's a different din. It's not a din of Avodas. Maybe it's a completely different halacha here that doesn't relate to the general din of Kahuna. The Gabi HaKlovis Korban.
So a Chol could ask him to vote?
He suggested not. He suggested even to the Yevid not. Although a Chol will show up at the Yevid of Yigosik Sheira, Machlej Zablezer of Yishul, we pass not great Yishul. Chol will show up at the Yevid of Yigosik Sheira. We demand the end of Kiddush. But the Gabi, we ask Nigoyim, he thinks that maybe would not be good. Because it's a separate Allah. A separate din of Kohen. So here the Pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Korbanos, he obviously had a din of Kohen. So the Gemara says, Gemara had a total, he had a din of Kohen Gadol. So the Pasuk says that you have to give the Chazon Lakish to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do you have to give to Moshe Rabbeinu? And Moshe Aharon Amon, why can't you give it to all the Kohen? They were all, the Baalei HaKorban who eat the rest of the Shlamim happen to be Aharon Amon. Just because they happen to be the Kohanim also Haroi LaHakovet. So that's no reason why you can't give them the Chazon Lakish. What's wrong with the Akoyin brings a Karban Shlom into the Beis HaMikdash. He eats the whole Sar Shlom because he's the Bala Karban, and he eats the Chazon Lakish also. Why doesn't he have a right to eat the Chazon Lakish? He's the Kohen HaMakriv. What's wrong? So why couldn't they eat? So the answer is they weren't the Kohen HaMakriv. Moshe Rabbeinu did the HaKorban. But the Gemara says Kohen HaMakriv is Lav Dafke. It means whoever is Roila HaKorban is Chayla. So the answer is they weren't Roila HaKorban. So after the Korban was brought, while Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the HaKorban, they were not Roila HaKorban. It's like a Kohen Tomei. Who's tevil in the mikvah later, who's not Roy Lakrob, so he's not chelik. He doesn't get his chus to get a chelik in the korban.
What kind of kiddush do a korban have to be behind?
I don't think they had a kiddush.
And yet some kind of minah, what's your name of the Kabbalah that might have been applied to the korban?
No. No. The family was a natural thing, but it was before Maimon HaSinai, before Matan Torah. I don't know. An interesting question. So if we should draw this parallel further between the Kiddush HaKohanim and the Ger, so perhaps it would lead one to the conclusion that the Abenezer is perhaps right, that there are Shittas, even though it doesn't really say the Feirish, she claims that there are Rishonim who hold that is man al nidgash, the carbon is me'akim. The Rambam is mefurish not, so he quotes it to Seth. He claims that the Rav Rishonim will disagree.
The Rambam admits that you can't be kosher as long as you didn't bring the korbanos.
Right.
So maybe they're not considered Rav Rishonim, but they, I mean, whatever other things the Kohanim have this extra kedusha, it's not a riot that it's not.
I mean, the Rambam will also learn like that. Yeah, could be.
Yes, okay. It's not necessarily a riot.
Okay. Good.
The question is, what other kedusha does a Kohen, does a Kohen have? Is that, and if he's not Roi La Krava, then he's a pretty weak kedusha's Kohen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good point. Good point. We have part of this then. In other cases as well, let's say there is a halacha in the Gemara in Yuma that every kohen who comes into the Beis Hamikdash has to be tayvul before he does avodah, before he puts on big tikkun in order to do avodah. Why? So it's also based on this, that the tefillah is the shein tosefes kedusha, because we have one level of kohen that's kedushas kunesh b'gvulin, and there's an additional level of kohen kedushas kunesh b'amikdash. Gemara derives from the psukim in this week's parsha in Tetzave. That this man should be gdem alein kuhnos malein, and be gdem alein, and kuhnos malein, have a lake izah, with our shava, chai nisim day shaman. The Gemara says that the mechus of the God of shava, it's a hedron. Yeah, the Gemara is a hedron, it's rough. Right. Gemara says, the Gemara, the end of Sanhedrin, lists off Eilu Shev Misa, lists off all the people of Chai Misa B'day Shalani. So they quote this drasha, that when the Kohanim are not wearing big bikune, they don't have a din of Kohen anymore. What do you mean, they don't have a din of Kohen? He doesn't get the first aliyah, and he's allowed to marry a grusha, and he's permitted to be mitam the mason, so the answer of Chayre is no, that's a different kedushas kunish. It's a kedushas kunish of the gvulin, and there's a kedushas kunish of amigdash, that's how Rav Soloveitchik worded it. So this special kedushas kunish of amigdash is only accomplished, is only acquired when he wears the big dikuna. So where every day when he goes into the base of amigdash anew, and he puts on the big dikuna, he's going to be endowed with a higher level of kedushas kunish. So in order to be mashim not kedushas kunah, he has to be tayvul in the mikveh. That's the mishnayos and yuma. That every kohen, in addition to the kiddush adayim raglayim, that you have to do, you have to do a tefillah in the mikveh as well. And that's what rishonim say is the inyan. They quote from the Issa v'Heter. That's the inyan of tefillas kelim as well. When you buy clay suda from a nochri, so the gemara has the very last mishnah of the zora and the sugi there that you have to be tayvul again. Let's say buy forks and knives, pots and pans that are made from metal or from glass, and the Gemara says you have to be tabled them in the mikveh. If you have wooden kelim or you have paper plates, and then you have to be tabled with paper plates. So the Rishonim say that this is it. It's not an inyan of tumah to remove the tumah. It has nothing to do with tumah. This matters that everything is tummy, everybody's tummy anyway. What do we have to be tabled in the mikveh for? It's a din of gerus, that you megayer, that's the lashon that the Yisrael have to have. Another Rishonim also have a mashmas like that you megayer the pots and the pans, that you should have Jewish pots. You shouldn't eat from Goy, you should pots. If you're eating kosher food, you should eat the kosher food from Jewish pots. Tefillah and mikveh really accomplishes three different things. That's the sugya that we're learning here in the third paragraph of Brachot. Sometimes tefillah and mikveh is to remove tumah. Sometimes tefillah and mikveh is for the purpose of tosefes kedusha, like by a ger, like by a kohanim, like by a kohen in the Beis
Hamikdash.
Yeah, also has an ochri. She's there, and then she becomes a Yiddish. You pay for the mikveh. Nothing to do with tumah. Nachri doesn't have any tumah in Atheris, and makes only tumah in the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim goes to tumah on Nachri Kizav. But that's only with the Rabbanim, and Atheris is not tumah. That's what one of the prominent professors said years ago when there was a, you may not remember, there was a Rosh HaMemshalah by the name of Ben Gurion. He wasn't too observant, so he made a whole fuss about Mihu Yehudi. So he said we should accept non-Jews who want to become Jewish. They shouldn't have to have any mila and any tefillah. They don't need all this religious ceremony. Just they come to Israel, they say that they're Jewish, so that should be good enough. So one of the professors is already dead. It was a professor Zeitman, who was a big Amharic. He used to teach in Dropsy College in Philadelphia, New York. He was a very, very big Amharic. Unbelievable, phenomenal Amharic. He had many students who thought that he was Meir Dik Meir and there was Gewaldig Egoin, but that only testifies on how much learning they had. He published an essay at that time in the Anglo-Jewish newspapers to explain why Ben Gurion is right. So he says, when a non-Jew comes to convert, what does he need mila for? Everybody has to have mila. A Jewish person has to have mila also. And if a Jewish person doesn't look this mila, he's a goy. Of course he's Jewish. The Gemara says he's Yisrael, all over the Yisrael. He's not a goy. So if a non-Jew comes to convert, he just promises he wants to be a Jew. And then he has to be mal himself. So if he does not mal himself like that goy, it doesn't make any sense. He's Jewish anyway. What does he need tefillah for in a mikra? Of course he needs tefillah in a mikra. The chachamim were geyser, that all the goyim are tameh like a zav. So of course he has to be tefillah in a mikra. What's your death? But this man said that everybody's tameh anyway, so what does anybody know in tefillah in a mikra? And what does he have to bring a korban for? Because a zav who becomes tahor has to bring a korban to pasuk in a chumash. But this man said there's no korbanis and everybody was zav anyway, everybody's tameh anyway, so you know, so you don't need. So the only thing that's ma'akeh is that he says he wants to be Jewish. So somebody, some balabas didn't realize who this Professor Zeichel was. They thought that he'd understand the Indian. So he wrote a letter into this Anglo-Jewish newspaper. What do you mean? But a Zav needs tefillah ma'im chayim. A Ger doesn't need tefillah ma'im chayim. And it's a different carbon. Not. A Ger doesn't mean the same carbon as a Zav. And you can't, the Rabbanah, you give a guy a din of a Zav and you take off the tumah. You don't have carbonus with the Rabbanah. There's no such thing. It's the chulam ba'azara. You can't have a carbon chayvim with the Rabbanah. So the good professor, our last novel, didn't understand anything. He didn't know what's a ma'im chayim, what's a mikveh, what's a midrabbana, chulam azara, zero. So he wrote back a letter to the editor, and he has it over the same thing. There's a midrabbana, and there's a carbon of the same chadgadi. Didn't understand the first thing about it. Yeah, that was Ben Gurion. He was relying on Professor Zeitlin. There's no such thing as a carbon that you believe to bring with the Rabbanan, a Khatav. He said, why not? If the Rabbanan declared that the guy is out, you have to bring carbon, Sazan. Mishin Nishna Sador, Marvin Nishna Sador. It's Purim Torah. Usually on Purim I talk and say over things from professors like. The guys come from my home, I say over things. He used to be a professor here, he passed away, who was a student, one of the many students of Professor Zeif. He used to say over in his courses in Bernard Revel, all year long he said Purim
Torah. Yeah, you should be too.
Huh? Yeah?
You should be there also.
He used to say all year long, and the students used to roll in the class, he used to laugh, Mamshu, was so humorous, and the professor didn't understand what he was doing. And then he once had Rabbi Kanitovsky all of a sudden. Anybody know who he was? Still a Rebbe Nishibi, he died in Avachariyan. A big talmud. So he didn't chat that this professor didn't know his head from his foot. So he was taking a graduate course in Bernard Revel. So he always got excited. He used to start the things up with this professor. How can you say that? This is this and this is that. And the professor, like Zeitlin, the Rebbe, didn't understand anything from anything. So he would always tell Rabbi Kanitovsky, write a paper on it. At the end of the term, he was like, he was mukhif to write 50 pages. I know, I'm and Kula to write a whole encyclopedia to explain everything from Malach to Tzav. Well, I remember one of the papers he had to write, one of Zeitlin's Purim Paris was. That you only have, it's Adar. You only have Tumas Hayadayim. You only have Tumas Ha'ilayim in connection with Korbanos. So somebody, yeah, I remember I was a wise guy. So when the professor was saying over, so I said, there's a perceptor that says that the Sartaiva is Mitamis Ha'ilayim. So the professor asked, where's the Tosefta? It must be... No, he didn't ask me. No, that's it. He never used to ask where it is. He used to always... He had a shas on his desk. He'd always try to find it on his own. And I said, there's a Tosefta that says... He figured he's going to fix my wagon. He's going to look it up in the Tosefta. So he had a Tosefta on it. He started looking at the Tosefta Yadayim. Where then would you look? He starts looking, mishing, and couldn't find it. So he said, show me where's the Tosefta. Sure, so Tosefta, mine's a shame. It belongs. There's a reason why it's a mine's a shame. So he looked, couldn't figure out. It's not a good kasha. So he said, Sartaiva is also a carbon. Didn't understand. So Rabbi Kanitovsky couldn't take it. So he said, he started to scream. And so he said, what are you, crazy? So he said, write a paper. Except in the 50 topics that he was supposed to write a paper on, he wrote a paper on that. So you had to write from the beginning. So he wrote, Rabbi Shalom created the world. He delivered the paper in class. So Rabbi Shalom created the world. And all the Mauritians brought a carbon. Then there was a mob of the Noyach brought carbon. Then Avraham Avinu brought carbon. Then Yitzchak, then Yankit, then Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Rabbi Shalom said, this is it upside down. And he started calling and calling. And after he delivered the whole paper, then the professor said, but it's still a carbon. After going all the way back to Bria, Shemai Lawrence, it still didn't help. Still a carbon. Anyway. This was a graduate course. This is the baby stuff. Rashi courses are more entertaining. This is a higher level of learning. His field was the Talmudic period. That was his field. The professor in Jewish history, and his field was Talmudic period. Okay. So again, from the Gemara, you see the halacha. You see that there are three types of tefillah and mikvah. Normally, tefillah and mikvah is for the purpose of removing tumah v'tahara. Sometimes, tefillah and mikvah is for the purpose of being motzei for sefer kedusha, like by a year, or by the kohanim every day, or by the kiddush hakohanim, or by tefillas kelim. And sometimes, tefillah and mikvah just for the purpose of causing a heter, like you have here by Beit Keri. That would appear perhaps in the sugyas, the way we were learning yesterday, that Philos Bar Keri is not really for the purpose of removing, not necessarily for the purpose of removing Tumas Bar Keri, just a Maisa Tfila to be mad to him to doubt and to be mad to him to learn. You have such a parallel on a level of the Raisa, you have such a thing on a level of the Raisa that the Tfila in the Mikvah is not for the purpose of the Tesefis Dusha, nor for the purpose of Tahara, but just for the purpose of serving as a Matir. So that Rabbi Chana Rassman has in his Sefer on Yevamos, he says that many Rishonim say clearly that a needle not that the tefillah and mikveh removes the tumas on nidos, and the mele there's no issur labaylo. It's absolutely unrelated. The nida is an avat tumah, and she's asur labaylo. And there is a possibility, a few rishonim hold, there is a possibility that the nida should be tefillah in a mikveh, and she'll be muteris labaylo, even though she'll still be an avat tumah deraisa regarding tumah v'tahara. I'll give you a few cases. Shows from rishonim like that it's unrelated. Tesis and Baba Kama like that, not Yudala. Another Rishonim like that. See, you even see on a level of deraisa that there's a third category of tefillah and mikveh. Not so much for the purpose of removing the tumah, but rather for the purpose of serving as a matah. Mashal amad of a doimah, let thou take a tray of salami and put it in a mikveh. See, if there was such a din, it wouldn't become tohor. But din, it would become mutar b'achil, except the Torah never made such a din by salami. The Torah made such a din by women. If the woman is asur labaylo, so sometimes she tells him in the mikveh, he dipped the salami in the mikveh, has mutar.
These are ones to tell Kedusha, right?
First thing is tahara. Second thing is to serve as Kedusha.
And the third thing is
takanas bali keri and takanas ezer is to serve as a matir. And then it could be that that's the Nidah Raisa of Nidah Labayla. That's what Bochana Vasman has in the Sefer Anivam. So Nidah is Tevla Nenikvah. But is Muteris Labayla is not because she's no longer Tameya, so maybe she's no longer Asur Labayla. The Issa Labayla is absolutely unrelated to the Tomb of the Tash. That's how
isn't that part of being a matir?
Right. That's a tefila that's a matir on a level of the rice, and not just the takonas balikari, not just takonas says it. So this is the rice. The Chalkus Yoyev has a whole thing, and he doesn't like that. He says that it's not true, it's not conceivable, there is no such thing, it cannot be. And he claims that the Chalkus Yoyev. Who was he? Aschidi Sereb. He always has correspondence with Avni Nezer. Every 5 pages in Avni Nezer, it's truly back and forth to the Chokas Yoyev. They were contemporaries. They're both very, very sharp. Gustav Scheider, who was sharper? They're both very sharp, but the Avni Nezer was more eisgehalten than the more mubusas and more mubal than the Chokas Yoyev. Chokas Yoyev probably was more sharp than the Avni Nezer, but it wasn't as eisgehalten as that. And one of his truths is also, this is a very not eisgehalten in the truth. It's really, he gets so, there's such blood that the imam doesn't get out. He talks about Esther. Talks about Esther. They also has a shtickle Torah, whether the din, if the woman is a leader, if Esther had a daughter mikvah when she was living with Ahasuerus or not. Did she have gun? He says no. Says no, it's not wild din at the Easter of Bible, the Easter of Tash and Shvenido is because it's going to be Matami the boil. But if the boil is not nothing anyway, so it's not going to be Matami the boil, so there's no Easter Tash. Pilek Moyen. It's all wrong. Then he quotes his own banner, she says, Rabbi Yenis and Abishit says, Fakya. Rabbi Yenis and Abishit says, Fakya. In a safer yard as well, she says, ah, it's only a Jewish safe. Allah is like answer. The leader is living with a guy, he doesn't violate the Easter chorus. You only violate the aware of living with a guy, she doesn't violate the Easter chorus of leader. The Pashto says that the Emerson Abishit is right, even though he writes it in a Jewish paper, the Pashto says that the Rebbe of the Emerson is right.
But he disagrees. That's what the Chalak Yisrael is. The whole thing is where he says that Nidol Lebaila is dependent on the tomb of the town.
So he should have told her not to explode it. She would have to go to the mission.
Machlaikis Adenis and Eberschut from the Chalak Yisrael.
That's what
you're out of again. No, the Gemara says she's to go. She's to go to Mikva before she went to her husband. Before she was in Shabbat, she's not Peshma now. Don't say she was Tadalas before she was with Hashem. That's what Rabbi Yonos and Eberschut says. She was table and she was miserable.
So it becomes Kaddish the Kedusha's Pera, the Kedusha Gemara. When you have Menachos, when you have Yayin Fenesa, when you have service for Mincha, so that's not sufficient. The Mishnah says, Menachos on Tzorchin is not enough if you make a Kiddush Pera. Kiddush Pera only gives it a Kedusha's Damim Lamizbeh. When does it get the Kedusha's Aguf Lamizbeh? When you put it in a Kli, it needs a Kiddush Kli. See, him also, the Kiddush
HaSpeh,
Kiddush Kli, in addition to the Kiddush HaSpeh, which only endows it with the Kiddush HaSdamin Lamizbeach, you can still be paid it. After I set aside a bottle of wine, I say, Harei Yain Zelenesa, the deal is I can be paid to that Yain. I set aside the flour for Kogim Incho, I can be paid to the flour. I can't be paid to the Hema until we get some more. I'm not the Shinov for a carbon. I can't be part of the oath, even if it gets a moment. I have to put it in the Kiddush, then it should get a Kiddush Kli. Zemikar Kiddush Kli.
You can't put it in anything, you have to put it in.
Take a bottle of Kerem wine, which is not good for Mavush Lehim. I take a bottle of non Mavush wine. I say, Harei ze Kaddish Lekdushas Nesachim. So if it doesn't get it, Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech, if I pour it on the Mizbech, I won't be Yotze. If I pour it from the bottle, I have to put it into another container, which is a Klisharis, and then it gets the Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech. And only from that time on, I can no longer be Poided. And from that time on, it's Roy Lachor Agavi Yamizbech, because when I only made the Kedushas Bech, you only have the Kedushas Damim Lamizbech. In order to get the full Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech, you have to have a Kiddush Kli. something similar is found with respect to the whole Mishkan, with respect to the Kleiyah Mishkan. That it's not enough just to build the Mishkan and to make the Kelim, to say whoever is in charge, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Bezalel, and whoever went in charge, you're going to make a declaration of Kiddush Peh, but hereby declaring that the Menorah is Kaddish. That's not enough for Kedushas Peh. It doesn't get a Kedushas Klishoris yet. You have to have a Mechanech. So what's the Mechanech? Mechanech is the thing that clinches the Kedusha. What's the Mechanech? The Kol HaKem Shos HaMoshe, the Shichos HaMekad Shos. He did Meshich B'Shem El HaMishchon. And Kan Yelech, Avodos HaMechanechos. So which Avod is Mechanech? Which Avod is Mechanech for Shulchan? I make a shulchan on Wednesday afternoon. Today's Thursday, I make a shulchan on Thursday. Let's say we build a base on Mikdash today, they bomb the mosque, and we build a base on Mikdash 1, 2, 3, we make a shulchan, and we're going to put the lechem aparama. So the Mishnah says you can't do that. That shulchan is Nishkan shulchan. That the only way you can be mechanech to shulchan is when you put on the lechem aparama on Shabbos. And when you make a menorah, let's say you make the menorah in the morning, and you want to be mekavishut the mechanechit, so you can give the kedushas peh, I raise the kaddish kedushas menorah, but it doesn't get a full kedushas kulishoris till you do the chinuch. How do you do the chinuch of the menorah? That it should be really kosher to do avodah. So there's a mechanechit on the menorah, but on the neiros bein arbayin. And let's say now it's ready after chatzos. Let's say now it's after chatzos. So the building is back now, and they want to bring a carbon tamid. Too late to bring the Torah Shal Shachar. You can't bring the Torah Shal Shachar in the afternoon. Yes, the thing was a long essay on that. There's a Psik Zutrista that says you can bring the Torah Shal Shachar in the afternoon. He says against the Bablik, against all the Mishnais and against all the Makaris and more, that you can't. He tries to resolve it somehow. It can't be resolved. You can't. The thing is that you can't against the Psik Zutrista. So let's say they build a Mizbech this afternoon, they want to bring a Talmud Shul Bein Abayin. The Gemara says nothing doing. They mechanchen, it's a Mizbech a little bit Talmud Shul Shachar. So let's say we make a Mizbech HaKtoiris in the afternoon. So also, you bring Toiris, you bring Machtzisa Babayin, Machtzisa Bein Abayin. So the Gemara Mishnah says also, they mechanchen, it's Mizbech HaKtoiris, a little bit Toiris Shul Shachar, not the Toiris Shul Bein Abayin. So if they make the Mizbech HaKtoiris this afternoon, they cannot begin to bring the eager, everybody's running. Everybody wants to, Rabbi Gorin is running, all the rabbis are running. Who's going to bring the going to get a kohen? Rabbi Shapiro is a kohen, no? Rabbi Shapiro. So he'll run. He wants to bring the Torah's Ben Abayin. So we say, sorry, you can't bring the Torah's Ben Abayin. You weren't mechanech and it's there yet. You have to be mechanech in the Torah's by Shachar. There's Mishnais in the Mishnah in my office. So perhaps that's the pshat and the psukim over here. The psukim say in Truman Tetzaveh, you should make a mizbeach and you should bring a carbon tamid. What do you have to say? Bring a carbon tamid. That's going to be written in Parshas. What we're going to do with the Beis Hamikdash is written later. It doesn't say all the carbonas. So manish manat tamid. What does it have to write tamid for? Then it says you make a shulchan and you put the lechem aparam on it. You make a menorah and you light the neiros on it. What does it have to say? What you do? The mitzvah is what you do are later. Here it just says the also in mikdash v'shachan to b'sof make me a mikdash, and a mikdash has to have clay. A mikdash has to have furniture. And these are the veil of Zodim, and these are the kelim that you have to make. What do they have to say what you're going to do for? What are you going to do with it? So perhaps the answer is, it has to say what you're going to do, because although the shore, as a Hirosh shore, Kol HaKeyam Shasam HaYishim Mishichotim Mekad Shasam, so the Kedusha was clinched with the Mishich and the Shem and the Mishich, they didn't need the Chinuch of the Avodah, but Ledoros, Mekam Yerah, the Allah is that Avodasa Mechad Chosim. So the Chumash writes that Ledoros, the Pasuk is writing that Ledoros, you're going to have to clinch the Kiddush, you're going to have to complete the Chinuch by doing the Avodah Samadara Ben Harabayim, and by doing the Haktoras Haktoras B'Shachar, and by doing the Hakrovas Talmud Shal Shachar on it. That's where you have to start off. Even though it's not Lishor, it wasn't noise, but perhaps the Pasuk writes all of these in order to indicate what the din would be, Lidoros. The Birke Yosef, about the Chidur and Hilchas Pesach, is bothered with a strong kash. That in different generations, Rabbanim at different times were interested in establishing a Mizbeach and the Makom HaMikdash and bringing the Korban Pesach. On the assumption that Makriven Abba Hishem Bayis, like the Rambam's opinion, the Kitchel Hashai to the Kitchel HaSidlov, and even though everybody's Tomei, that the Tumah is Mutter B'tzibur, since the Korban Pesach is accomplished as Mamek Avoy, so he permitted to be Makriven even though everybody is Tomei. If the Rov HaTzibur is Tomei, you can bring Pesach with Tumah. If the Miut HaTzibur is Tomei, so the Miut HaNiv Kala Pesach Shnai, it's Chumash, Allah. It's a Din of Chumash. Yeah, that's how the Mishnah is explaining. If the Rav Tzibur is Tomei, and Makar Pesach Rishon Betumi. And if the Niyot HaTzibur is Tomei, the Niyot is Nitchel Pesach Shem. And if it's Machta Machta, it's also Gini Gmach. It's exactly Machta Machta, it's also Gini Gmach. So the Gedolim in different generations were interested in bringing a Korban Pesach. So the Birkei Yosef quotes Akasha from others, how could they possibly bring a Korban Pesach? Well, you have to build a Mizbeach. So they build a Mizbeach. It has to be Merubah, so they make it Merubah. Fine. On the Mokam HaMizbeach, where it was. But how is it going to be Mechanach HaMizbeach? The Din is Ein Mechanach HaMizbeach, Erba B'Tom Mishol Shachar. And many times they were never discussing bringing Tmidim HaMizbeach. Because for Tmidim HaMizbeach, you have to have Machzah Shekel. Machzah Shekel, you have to have perhaps Gans Klal Yisrael, or the role of the Jewish population participating. Korban Pesach doesn't need any Machzah Shekel. This was part of the correspondence that Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer had with Rebbe Kivegir. Some say from other contemporaries, is it shy to bring other korbanos bizman as there other than korban pesach? Because you have to have matzah shekel. Maybe matzah shekel is only meaningful if at least you have the robot tzibur participating, because the purpose of matzah shekel is that it should be purchased. The korbanos tzibur, the tzibur of the soul, should be purchased by the klali soul, everybody together. A yochid cannot put up all the money to buy for the korbanos, to buy all the korbanos tzibur. It has to be paid for by the tzibur. But the tzibur did money of matzah shekel. So if hardly anybody is going to participate in matzah shekel, maybe you can't do that. Maybe you can't bring korbanos tmidim l'masach. So the Birkei Yosef in Hilchos Pesach talks about this kasha. How could the gedolim have had a hava mina to bring a korban pesach bizman hazeh? How are they going to be mechanach the mizbeach? If they mechanach on some mizbeach, elo b'tamid shel shach. They never brought a tamid shel shach. They just want to bring a korban pesach. You can't do that. So nishkim mizbeach. And that's what they were talking about. Rabbi Yechiel Paris and Ephraim, and every generation they were talking about that. How could they possibly do it? So he quotes Gedolim who suggests that maybe all those dinim are just lachatchil, it's not me'akeh b'riyeva. Maybe the whole chinuch ha'mizbeach is not me'akeh b'riyeva. Rosh Pshat is that it's wrong. The Mishnah says you have to do this and you have to do that. So it sounds like it's b'riyeva. It can't be mechanic in any fashion other than Talmud Shel Shach. So we thought perhaps one can give a different parrot, that what's the Gerim HaDin that Ein Mechanchen HaMizbeach Elo B'Talmud Shal Shachar, Ein Mechanchen Mizbeach HaKteres Elo B'Kteres Shal Shachar, Ein Mechanchen Samanur Elo B'Dis, and so on. What's the halacha here? You have to begin from the beginning. And the Talmud Shal Shachar is the beginning of the Seir Avodes Hayayim. But I write that there's a din of Avodah Hashlem called Korbanos Kulam. All Korbanos have to be brought in between the Talmud Shal Shachar and the Talmud Shal Beir Abayim. You're not permitted to bring a Korban before the Talmud Shal Shachar. You're not permitted to bring any Korbanos after the Talmud Shal Beir Abayim. That's the Esei the Hashlem. The more calls himself. The Esei the Hashlem means Avodah Hashlem called Korbanos Kulam. Except for Pesach. So maybe that's the word. If you want to be Mechanach the Mizbech any day of the year, of the 353 other days of the year, the 354 days of the Jewish calendar, give or take 30 others. So let's say roughly 354 days. So if you want to be Mechanach the Mizbech on the other 353 days of the year, then you have to start from the beginning. You have to start, kick off the Mizbech from the beginning. Can't start the baseball game from the fifth inning. You have to start from the first inning. No? So you have to start from the Talmud Shel Shachar. You have to start from the beginning of the Seder HaHavodis. But the Korban Pesach, if you build a Mizbeach on Erev Pesach, you want to be Mechanachin on Erev Pesach, maybe then there's a different halacha that Korban Pesach is brought to Dafke after the Talmud Shel Bein HaAbayim. So that shows that it's a Seder Bifnei Atzmo. All the other Korbanos in the world, Chatas and Oil and Shlomim and Oshin and Menachas and everything under the sun is brought sandwiched in between the Talmud Shel Shachar and Talmud Shel Bein HaAbayim. So therefore, the Seder Avodah begins with the Talmud Shel Shachar. So you have to begin, you have to do the Chinuch HaMizbeach, Avodas and Mechanchos. You have to start from the beginning of the Seder Avodah, the beginning being the Talmud Shel Shachar. Hashemi kenar era Pesach hefta chatzos. You bring a Korban Pesach, that constitutes a Seder HaKrovos Korbanos Bifnei Atzmoi. Because it doesn't fit into any other pattern. You bring the Korbanos HaPesach and Bedavki after the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. So maybe that's the one exception to the rule, that you can be Mechanech, the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaOyla, and there are Pesach after Chatzos with the Korban Pesach, because that's the beginning of the Seder HaBayim. It's his own Seder. It constitutes a Seder Bifnei Atzmoi. Why should that be so? Why should Korban Pesach constitute a Seder Bifnei Atzmoi? Why Taka does the Torah say that you bring it after Talmud Shel Bein Abayim? So maybe because they brought it in Mitzrayim. It's a ganz in a different kind. They brought it at a time that was no Mizbeach. There was no Mizbeach in Mitzrayim. There was no Beit HaMikdash. So from the fact that the Korban Pesach existed at a time that there was no Mizbeach, there was no Beit HaMikdash, true, it was only Yohai Rosh Hashanah. But perhaps that serves as an indication that it's Mamash HaSeder Bifnei Atzmoi. It's are related to all the other korbanos.
The Gemara says it has the Uvein Harabayim, so it comes out from the joint of Uvein Harabayim.
Yes.
I know, it sounds like part of the same prayer. Well, because that's not sure that's the word here, so...
Right. It's not like I'm saying. It's not like I'm okay. You can take it on stark that Birke Yosef doesn't agree with me. Birke Yosef doesn't say my terrors. Obviously, he holds like you. You have all of the trailer on your side. And again, Birke Yosef quotes everybody who discussed it. Nobody said my ingenious idea. Okay? You say like that? You say you're on the majority here, yeah?
I mean, first of all, this time had Javama being before that. Avraham is coming out, and they bring what was equivalent to practically Javama.
Yeah, but that wasn't the Chayvah. The Rebbe Shlomo was Mechayvah to bring the first Korban, was the Korban Pesach, at a time that there was no Mizrech and there was no Beis HaMikdosh. There were no other Korbanis to Chayvah then. So maybe that's why the Gemara understands from that passage of Bein Avayim that it's a separate state of HaKorban. Doesn't fit in with the rest of the state of HaKorban. Yeah, you're not yet to bring in the morning. Not even yet to bring it after the Tamashal Shah and the Mara says one time you remember Sarah Hotel, the thing before Hashai is the yet to be one time. Mara has a machine and stuff like that, he holds like that. But we don't pass like that time anyway. If passing it out, it's not kosher the thing before Hashai.
I think very clearly the Ramashita has to bring the morning.
When do you become a chuyiv to bring the front pastor? The Ramashita become a chuyiv in the morning, but you cannot be makar the
right,
day
no,
afternoon.
So you see the chuyiv is already in the morning, just that
no, he was discussing when you can be makrus. You cannot be makrus before the Talmud Shoshat, but you cannot be makrus even after the Talmud Shoshat in the morning. It's a different thing, because his man is only after.
Can you answer our question why the Hebrews book of the Talmud is not
the perhaps that's why, to indicate that although the Shoah Mishichos is Mekad Shosam, but Ladoris is going to have to be a different Mekadish, a different Mechanach, namely, the Tamid, not Tamacha, Shlomim, Achata, Tapesacha, maybe a Pesach, yeah. Not Tam any carbon you want. Dafke Tamid, and Dafke Shnaim Vayayim, Allah Tamid, the one that comes in the morning. You have to be Makadish. The Tzukim in Shulma Tetzal, we're just telling you about the Binyan HaMikdor, Binyan HaMishkan, and the Asiyas HaKelem. But this is part of the Kiddush HaKelem. This is part of Asiyas HaKelem. To be Makadish then properly is to do the first Avodah with it. Avodah Mechachosim Ledorah. The Shulchan not, but Ledoros. And maybe that's why the Pasuk mentioned by the Shulchan and by the Menorah and by the Mizbeach. Maybe that's why it mentions Dafka the Avodah. And later the Avodahs are repeated to tell you that you have to bring the Korbanos, to tell you that the Mitzvah HaKorban is Korban. The Pasuk says over here regarding these Shalmei Miluim that the Kohanim brought, that the Ochlos Mashakupo for him, that the Kohanim made it because they were the Balei HaKorban. There is a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. The Biskarov has the Yochlo Osa Masha Kupar Bohem. The Kohanim, Moshe Rabbeinu eats the Chazu B'Shoek, Moshe Ha'ilamana. And the Bistara Shlomim was eaten by the Aaron of Ono, because they were the Balei HaKorban. So there is a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam that the Biskarov has Arichas Ani in the Sefer Chumash, and in the Sefer on the Rambam. And other Rachmanim also has, there is a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam, whether the Mitzvah Achilas Kochim only applies to Kochim Kochim. When the Kohanim meet it, it even applies to Kachim Kala. Rashi says this pasuk, the Achlamas of Shukup Abraham tells us that there's a mitzvah sachila on all korbanos, ben Kachim Kachim, ben Zichri Kuna, ben Kachim Kala, Nechal Abaglan. The Rambam writes Mefurish Natsan, the Minyan HaMitzvahs and the Yalach HaZoke, he writes that that's a heter achila. It's an Yisrael lo yisolun, you're not allowed to leave it over that it should become Nifso Bolino. But there is no real mitzvah sachila by Kachim Kala, that's Nechal Abaglan. The mitzvah sachila is only by Kachim Kachim. That's Nechav Zichri Kun, and that's a mitzvah. That's another problem, were they Kachi Kachim or not? That's a problem, there are Stiris in the Gemara. Achreiniman Zvachim point out Stiris in the Gemara. Rashi says later that it was Kachim Kalim. So the Gemara says that it's a Shalmi Tzibu, it shouldn't be Kachi Kachim. It's a big problem. I don't know. The Rambam's opinion is, that's a double effect, the Rambam's opinion is that it's only a mitzvah sachila on Kachi Kachim, which are nechav tizikri kuni in the Azorah. Kachim Kalim is nechav b'chol o'ir. The Gemara has a lashon, kohanim oichlim abaylim miskaprim, that the achilos ha-kohanim is like a chelik of the avoda, just like the avoda must be done by Azorah, or the zikri kuni, so to achilos Kachi Kachim must be done in the Azorah by zikri kuni. Tesis and the Shizim Kubetis and Zohm even have two opinions, whether they had to stand when they ate the kachi kachim, because any shiva bazar alamalchib is David Bilzad. So what are they going to do? They're going to eat the karbana standing.
One opinion of Taisus says yes. Mishlam Malachot are 2 days. One opinion of Taisus says yes. They're not Malachot Beis Dovah. They have to stem and eat the korbanos. Either Gemara says in Gittin that it's unhealthy to eat or to drink when you're standing. And even if you eat or drink when you're sitting down, you're not supposed to run away right away. You're supposed to sit and relax a little bit afterwards. So far, Taisus says, but over here in the Yazdari, you're not permitted to eat. You're not permitted to sit. Why do they eat it raw?
Sometimes they have a lot of meat.
Well, so you broil it, so why should you eat it raw?
They're in the car, so they would hurry up.
Yeah, so Yom Kippur is on Shabbat, then you have a problem.
Right.
The korbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur you can't eat them, so you have to eat them on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. And then on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, if it's Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls on a Friday, then you can't cook it. I'll be pashtun. But then the Mishnah says, the Bavli made it. Bavli made it raw. But normally they always ate it cooked.
There's
a Miri in Sodom, and the Miri says that just like Hakrovas HaKavanim is Deich HaShabbos, that it's Lias HaKavanim for the purpose of Achivas HaKanim is also Deich HaShabbos. Against that Mishnah. Achreim has, the Miri is against the Mishnah. Says Mufuri said that Lias HaKavanim is not Deich HaShabbos. Maybe it's just like Hakrovas Korbanos Deich HaShabbos and Achilas HaKohanim is Kohanim Echon and Baalim is Kaprein by Kodshi Kodshim, so it's like a Chelik of the Avodah. So it's Lias HaKorban, it's Lias HaKorbanos, so the purpose of Kohanim to eat is also Deich HaShabbos. It's against that Mishnah in Yom. That's the question. So the Miri over there says that other korbanos are there. Yeah, that's what he said. But he says a Mishnah Yuma for Kerr. That's the Rakhari Mass. The Niri is against the Mishnah. The Klichemda has a long Arikhasan and Achulikha. The Klichemda has that the Niri is against the Mishnah. The Mishnah Yuma is not talking about Korban Pesach. So once you say by other Korbanos, so how can you distinguish between some year and some? So Pashtus against the Niri. Nobody holds like that. So that's what the Tesis and the Shita Mekubet is quoted by the Mishnah Melach, and the Rambam have two opinions whether the Kohanim had to eat the Kochi Kochim and the Azorah Dafke Ba'amidah, because then you should have Azorah L'malchim B'Zor V'Vat. Oh no, since you have to eat the Korbanos, L'mashul L'gdu L'Kdeh Hashem L'malchim B'Aychel, and you have to eat it Tzli B'Chargo, you have to eat it in a fancy fashion. So included in the Halach of L'mashul L'gdu L'Kdeh is that they were required B'Dafke to eat it B'Yeshiva. Whoever heard of a Malachim eating their delicious meal standing up, of course they sit down and they eat it and they enjoy the meal. So the Kohanim were permitted to sit in order to eat the Korbanos and the Azara as a chelek of the din of Lamash Kalagdu. That place has 2 days like that. If you read in Zosma, the Gemara says in Zrochim. If you do smich in the Azara, the Gemara has a whole sugya about it. It's also a violation. It's like Zatan. It's also perhaps a violation of the din of any Yeshiva Marla. There is in fact a Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara had the Rashba and other Rishonim have two girsos in the Gemara, whether Achilas HaKohanim is Miyakev. Let's say you have a Korban Chatas. And Kohanim Achol Mabalim is Kam. Chatas V'Yoshem, the Kohanim is supposed to eat the Besara Chatas and the Besara Oshem in order that the Balim should get a Kapor. What happens if the Kohanim don't eat it? If it's Nitma or Ovad, Nitma or Ovad, so you get the Kapor. Even though nobody ate it, even though Karim didn't eat it. What if it's neither Nitzma nor Rovat, and it's standing here in front of us, and the Karim just don't eat it? They leave the bus, and then they don't eat the Karim. So the Rashba has, we have the Girsa and the Gemara, that's not Miyakev, Achilas HaKohanim is not Miyakev. And the Rashba quotes the Girsa HaGoinim, and the Gemara, different Girsa and the Gemara, that it is Miyakev. About Tzadik, about Tzadik, and the Gemara, Yavam, about Tzadik, that it is Miyakev. If it's Lefaneinu, if it's not Nitma, it's not Ovad, and the Karim HaMuchid, they have a Nitzvah to eat it, and they don't eat it. So the bottom of that Yotz, they have to bring another Chatas and another Rosh. The Pashat not Yotz. The Sugi of Yeshkot Lach, the Kumi Yaseh.
What comes
with this to Nosa?
The
Karim is
the
open Nosa
also?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to bring another
Karim? Yeah, if you hold like that Girsa. We have the Girsa in the Gemara that the Achilles of Karim is not Miyakev. And the Girsa of Rashba is that it is Miyakev. Because they take it literally. Kohanim welcome the Bible miskafim. Achilas Hakohanim and Kochi Kochim is a chelik of the Avoda. It's like Zrikas Adam on the Mishpeach. That's why it has to be Zichrikune and Ba'azore and one day in Taisis Dafke Ba'amida. That's why the Ramam, that's where Avoda says, that's where the Ramam sheet is that Achilas Kochim is only counted as a mitzvah. Ve'ochlos Meshukupa Ve'am is only in Kochi Kochim. Touching kalim is a different din achila. Well, it should become nicer. The heter achila is a different din. It's not that habaylam aichlam, habaylam is kafir. There's no din that the balam bring kafara. Kohanim bring kafara by doing avoidus. Achila's kachim is an avoidus. Achila's habaylam is nishkin avoidus. And Rashi himself is mechulik. Rashi says, no, that this pasuk, achlos moshe kupavim, and tetzav is the source of the mitzvah of achila's korbanus, both kachim and kachim kafir. And the tzitz, the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah, has a machlekes hatanaim. How was it written, Kodesh Lashem? So the Chachamim say it was written Kodesh La, and then Yud Kei Vav Kei above that. And one time it disagrees and says, what are you talking about? Ani Ha'isi Beraimi, Beraisi. And it was written all in one line, Kodesh Lashem in one line. The Gemara in Me'ila tells you the whole story. How did he get to go to Rome in order to see the tzitz? All I got it in Me'ila. Very fascinating. I tell it to my children all the time. How is Kodesh Lashem written on the tzitz? So one, the Chachamim say it's written Kodesh La, Lamed, and then Yud Kei Vav Kei on the line above it. Went like that. And the other time it says, what are you talking about? Ani Ha'isi V'Raimi V'Raisi Asat Tzitz. And it's written in one line. It says it's so that's right. Glory is right. And he says he's right. Glory is right. There has a kasha on the Gemara. How could the Tanna say the words? The Mishnah in the end of Sanhedrin has a dinner. Hagis Hashem lo isi yoiso. Zayn lachayel gvel mabo. So he says, Kodesh la. The Chachamim say, Kodesh la b'shura achas. And then, Yud kei b'shura acheres. How do you want to say? The Gemara doesn't have kei. The Gemara has hey aleph. How can you say Yud and then hey aleph on the upper line? That's Hagis Hashem lo isi yoiso. Yeah. That's the kasha. That's the kasha. So Taisus has 2 days. What is these? Are Hagis Hashem Lo Isi Yoiso? Could be, but the Gemara doesn't say that though. The Gemara says Yud, and then it says Hey Yal. So Taisus says one answer: the Hagis Hashem Lo Isi Yoiso is only a violation when you pronounce the Yud Kei Vav. But when you just say Yud, and then next to you say Hey, that's the way we all say K and K. You say hey and hey, then Taisa says, that's not the Yisr. Yisr only is if you pronounce the Shem. What we do is only Chumah V'Yalev. And then Taisa says, no. Maybe Hagas Hashem Basiyos means to say hey, hey. If you don't say K, K, that's an Yisr, they're right, and they're Mechel Gelam Bob. But he didn't say Bob, K. He only said Yud. The Gemara only says the Yud, and then it says hey, Aleph. For sure, Achara, so Taisa says, he only said the Shem Kor. That's not Yud K, Bob, K. That's not the Shem. Because Hashem was Yosef is only Yud Kei Vav Kei. If a guy, we want to say, what's the Shem of Hashem? Say Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why do we say K and K? Because we're going to say Hey instead of K, and Hey instead of the second K, we will be violating our Nivea. What's the Nivea? The Nivea is Hagis Hashem was Yosef. So those are 2 days in Tesis with us, Amidus Chassidus, or a din. So one day in Tesis in Sukkah, that Ham and Aleph is that it's a real din. Aye, but the Gemara says, he was telling you what it looked like, so he says, Yud, and then the one next letter is Hey. So he said, but he never said Vav and the K. He just said the Yud and the K. So that's okay.
Maybe you're saying the principle of
the road. That's what he says. He says Hashem. He's another character. But Taisus doesn't say that. It could be a good answer. Taisus has this discussion in other places also. They don't say that answer. They give these two sheets. That's why Taisus says. That's why the practice is to be Nizer, even on Yud K. Taisus says the meaning is to be Nizer, even on Yud K. Even though the holiday is Yud Kei is mutter to say Hey instead of Kei, they say the minig oil is to be machmir even on Yud Kei. Well, I went to college, so I have a modern orientation. I would assume that the guy who swore that he saw the tzitz in Rhyme, I would assume that he knew more what he was talking about than the others who were just guessing. I would assume that we'd make it all in one line. I don't know. You have to ask the Rabbi Rashi, though. Is the people in charge? I don't know. What is the guy? Look, what is the Rambam write? I heard the Rambam. The Rambam also went to college, no? An MD. What did the Rambam write? I don't know. The Gemara has a problem in Gittin. The Gemara has a problem on the tzitz. How do they have Kodesh Lashem? Michta Pituchei Choysam. Michta Pituchei Choysam. So the Gemara says that the osios of Kodesh Lashem were bolded. They were speaking that they weren't shakua. How can you make, if you have a piece of gold, how can you make the letters bolded? So you bang around it. You bang around it. So the Gemara says the Habram of Chok Toichos. Chok Toichos is not called Ksiv and call it a Kuh. So the Gemara answers they bang on the other side. The Gemara says they bang on the
other
side. The Gemara understands B'tichu Chesim to mean that it was bolded. And the Gemara understood that they needed v'chasavta olav. It says v'chasavta, not says pitachta olav. Doesn't say v'chasavta. Nichtav, pituchei chosim. It says nichtav. Doesn't say that. Yeah. I think so. So the Gemara understands from the word nichtav that you need a maisik sida. And chav toiches is not called sida by a get. The Gemara says, how is it good by the sit? So the Gemara says, they banged on the other side, they banged it out. It doesn't say Michtov. I don't know. So I don't know. How did Gemara have the assumption? I don't know, but that's what the Gemara says. That Chok Teiches would not have been kosher for the Tzitz. So the Gemara said they had a bang on the other side. And there's a famous case in Mishnah on the Rambam, because Mishnah says no, that they didn't. That they took a pen and they wrote Kodesh Lashem. So they were Yaitzid Exceder like that. And then they banged around. They made Chok Teiches on the Oisi, his golfers, they made a Chok Teiches. They just did Exceder on top. It's against the Gemara though. Because the Gemara says that they banged on the back. That's a problem. What about tefillin? When you have the shin on the tefillin, how do you make a shin on the bottom? So the easy way is to push it in a form, and to push in, have a form and to tighten the screws, and to push in the leather so that the ice shin will be boiling. So that's the problem of kofreches. It's probably impossible to squeeze it out from the other side. The bias is so narrow. How can you squeeze? So that's the shaila. Is there a problem of chok toiches by the shin shel tefillin? That's the shaila. So some who are makbid, there's a machloekes in poskim. So some who are makbid, that is a problem. So what they do is they have a tweezers. That's what they do. They have a tweezers and they pull out the ois shin and they make a very sloppy job. But at least it's a kosher ois shin. And then they use a form, a tfus, to be mashlim, to make it beautiful, to make it fancy. So they make that with the tfus. But the actual shin, that should be a kosher ois, that they do with the tefillin. That's what costs you an extra $100. When you buy the fancy tefillin, so they're going to tell you, has another hidur that they didn't do chok teiches on the shin. They made a chok teiches. What's the din in Hilchos Shabbos? If you do ksivai de chok teiches, I have a piece of paper which is all ink, and then I start erasing part of the ink, and I make a whole letter. I write a few letters, I de chok teiches. But that be chayv or not. So the Ran has a machleg with the Rashba. In Masechah Shabbos, and it's to give kaiser, but the Chok Teiches is chai by Shabbos. And the Pashuk Shabbos is that you are chai, and it's a machlokes, but you should be interpreting more on that. The Neis has a whole pilk on that. Why does Amr Shalom hold the Chok Teiches is chai on Shabbos? Is when it didn't call it a kula. The Chok Teiches is not called ksiva. It's not called ksiva by the tzitz. It's not called ksiva by the. It's not called ksiva. Not called ksav. So how can it be chai on Shabbos? Amr Shalom say no. Aleches machshavas as for teir. So that's what the Amr Neis talks about. Usually we always quote the Pashuk Aleches machshavas. Lekula. Here you have a few rare places where we show you quoted Lechumre. Lech Nashev is like Yechayim. Lechumre, right. But Korachach and Yorba, the Gemara says in Bava Kamer, that Lech Nashev is like Yechayim, used Lechumre, right. Now the Nezi quotes that, and he quotes a whole series of Lechumre. Yeah, it's generally assumed that being right in Chok Teiches is good on the shin. You don't really need a Maisik Siva.
How does Nashev make it a Maisik Siva?
That's what the Avnei Nezer talks about. What's pshat in the Mishan? Why should Lech Machshavas play a role? That's what he described. Okay, I'll just close with one more part. The Choshen had the Ur V'Tumim inside. So the Gemara says that in Bayi Sheni there were five things missing. Among human, the first period. It says, Ve'eretz above Ve'ekovdo, Ze Pasuk Ve'chagai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Navi, build me a Beis HaMikdosh, Ve'eretz above, I desire this Ve'ekovdo, and I will be honored by a Bayi Sheni. So the Gemara comments, the word Ve'ekovdo is missing a Avian. We should have added Ve'ekovei, Ve'ekovei, but the Kri is Ve'ekovdo, and it's missing a hay. So how come the hay is missing? Oh, the Gemara says this is the remnant for the five things that were missing in Bayi Sheni. One of the five things that was missing was the Ur V'Tumim. So Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes, and the Rambam and the Ravi repeat the same machlokes in Hilchos Hamikdash. What do you mean the Ur V'Tumim is missing? The Kengol has to wear Shmeinim Kodim. If he doesn't have the Choshen on, so he's a Mechus of the Kodim. So if he doesn't have the Ur V'Tumim, is the Choshen is Nishke Choshen? So what good is it? So Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes, and Rambam and Ravi have a machlokes. What's the pshat? So one interpretation is, he had the Ur V'Tumim as the Shem Yudkei Vavkei was inserted, it just didn't function. It didn't work. It didn't do the nest of lighting up the letters. But it had to be inserted, otherwise there would be Mechus of the Kodesh, the whole Beged would be torn. And the other Rishonim say, no. The Etzem Beged of the Choshen is a kosher Beged without the Ur V'Tumim, without the Shem Hashem, Shem HaMeforash written in the inside. The Shem Hashem is only if you want the Oisius to light up on the Choshen on the outside. So by Shem it didn't light up, so you didn't need the Shem Hashem in the inside. And the Beged was a Beged Bishleimus of the Tata. Achlek is Rashi and Tosfos, and the Achlek is the Ramah.
Okay, this Shabbos is SOI Shabbos. Everybody's invited to the yeshiva. I think I'm speaking.